go coast to coast. Dishes it off to Moore. Layup good. Kearney Catholic has the lead. 48-46.
Today is live coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Elwood will throw it up top here on the inbounds to Smith. They leave Malone, so he'll shoot the three, and he'll hit the three. Billy Smith with his second three, and Elwood is now up by 7.
Six programs will host the state title trophy today, and you can hear every game right here on your ESPN Superstation. It's time to crown the next state champion, but first a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. ESPN Radio's continuing coverage of the 2014 State High School Boys Basketball Tournament takes us to the home stretch, the final tripleheader of the year, starting with the Class C2 State Championship between the top seed, 25-2, Ainsworth Bulldogs, and the team that's ranked number one, Archbishop Bergen Knights, who are 23-3. With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show, getting ready for the final games of the year. Class A will follow at approximately 6:30 with a couple of surprise teams, Omaha West Side and Bellevue West, and then the D2 final, High Plains and Bancroft Rosalie. But a great crowd on hand here supporting their schools from both Archbishop Bergen and especially from Ainsworth. Ainsworth has not made it to the state tournament a whole lot. Their last trip was when they won it all with Jesse Carr and Mike McLeod and that group in 2007. So when they get here, they do make a little bit of noise. But for Ainsworth, getting to the state tournament has not happened all that much, and they do a great job once they arrive. Before that, 2001. Before that, 1982. So this Ainsworth team had only won one state tournament game, or the state championship, since 1982, and they have won their first two here, and it took some work just to get to this point. A lot of people didn't believe in this Ainsworth team, but they can shoot the basketball. Can Archbishop Bergen control the pace, or will they have trouble against the hot-shooting Ainsworth Bulldog team that yesterday went 16 out of 34 from three-point land, but only shot 10 two-point attempts and went 6 out of 10 in that basketball game. We've had Archbishop Bergen in their first two games, beating Southern Valley, got off to a slow start, and then was able to take control in the second half and win that game. And then yesterday, surviving against Donovan Trumbull in overtime, 58-55. That was a game of runs. They got off to a quicker start, and then back and forth we went all the way down to the wire in overtime. So it's Archbishop Bergen taking on Ainsworth, and we'll have all the action here on the New Tech Seed pregame show on ESPN Radio. We'll tell you what's already happened today when we come back after this timeout.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. Here's what's already happened today at the State High School Basketball Tournament. Our first champion of the day was Newman, and they beat their crosstown rivals from Wahoo 68-47. Then in Class D1, Overton got off to a good start but couldn't keep it going in the second half. And Randolph wins their second state championship 54-42. And then it was Omaha Scutt downing Beatrice by a score of 59-45. So those are your champions so far today. We'll run down how things went earlier today in the consolation games as well. In Class A, it was Omaha Benson getting by Norfolk by a score of 67-62. Elkhorn South beat York in B, 69-61. Another overtime game in C1 in the consolation. Columbus SCOTUS beat Wayne 68-62. The consolation game here in C2, Donovan Trumbull was a winner over Freeman, 59-44. The D1 consolation goes to Howells Dodge as they took care of Clearwater Orchard, 70-48. And the D2 consolation, Falls City Sacred Heart, was a winner over Spalding Academy by a score of 78-65. And what could be the final third and fourth place games ever played at the state high school basketball tournament. That's because it is up for a vote in front of the Nebraska School Activities Association about whether to continue playing these third and fourth place games. Very divided. Some people don't feel like they want to play them, especially after they lose the semifinal. A lot more feel better after that game. And we've had some good comments from the coaches that have coached in that game and get a chance to play one more basketball game. I know the guys that finish in fourth don't appreciate it all that much because you were really good and then you come to state and you drop a couple of games. But we'll see if that is how things pan out here or if they change up a little bit over the next few years. So that's what's going on with the consolation games. As we said, just three more games for the championship round. Here it's Ainsworth taking on Archbishop Bergen, followed by Bellevue West and Omaha West Side in A, and Bancroft Rosalie in High Plains in D2, and you'll be able to hear them all right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. When we return, we'll take a look at the starting lineups for our C2 state championship game right after this timeout from the Pinnacle Bank Arena on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
It's named the Early Riser Planner for a reason. Producers who use Case IH Early Riser Planners enjoy the earliest emergence in the industry, 3 days earlier on average. When you purchase a 2014 model year Early Riser Planner, you won't only receive unmatched maximized yields, you'll also receive 0% financing for 36 months. Stop by your Titan Machinery Case IH dealer today to see how an Early Riser Planner can benefit your operation. But hurry, this great financing offer ends March 31st. Titan Machinery, better solutions.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you as always by Five Points Bank, the better bank, better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, the visitors today, Archbishop Bergen. Number 10 is a 6'1" senior, Nate Griffin, averages 3.5 points and 2 rebounds per ball game. Number 24, 5'11" senior, Jonah Madsen, 8 points and 3 rebounds. Number 34, 6'2" senior, Colton Bertico. He averages 13.5 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Number 35, 6'8" senior, Ogby Thompson, 4.5 points, 5 rebounds a game. And number 42, 6'7" junior, Adam Dakeman. He averages 16.5 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. So Dykeman leads the way here for Archbishop Bergen, and he's had two pretty good games here in the tournament, although spotty. Yesterday in the semifinals against Donovan, he had 17 points in the first half, and then limited that to just three in the second half of play. The head coach of the Archbishop Bergen Knights is Chris Paulson, assisted by Chris Rainforth, Matt Sleister, Derek Magoza, Nick Jensen, Zach Stoffer, and Chad Swanson. They defeated Pender and Guardian Angels in the sub-district, had to rally to beat Winnebago in the district final. They were down 17 before they were able to come back and win that. And as we said, we've seen both of their state tournament games and brought them to you on our network of stations, because in the opening round, Bergen beat Southern Valley 68-59, and yesterday defeated Donovan Trumbull in overtime 58-55. For the Ainsworth Bulldogs, their starting lineup, number 0, 6'2", senior Tanner Fuelberg, 13 points, nearly 8 rebounds a game. Number 2, 5'10", junior Hunter Martin, 9.5 points, 3 rebounds a game. Number 5, 6'5", senior Matt McLeod, over 23 points and 9 rebounds per contest. Number 23, 6'1", sophomore Brady Delamont, he averages 16 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. And number 31, 6-foot junior, Jake Wilkins, 6 points and 3.5 rebounds per ball game. The head coach of the Ainsworth Bulldogs, Harlan Welch, along with Brian Delamont and Mike McLeod, they are 25-2 on the season, defeated Neely Oakdale and West Holt in the sub-districts, Hardington Cedar Catholic by 1 in the district final, and here at state, down Battle Creek 71-54 and Freeman 69-56. They shoot the three, and they've made more threes in one season than any team in any class in state history. And so they bring that in today. They fire the three, and Bergen likes to get the ball inside, although they're not afraid to shoot it outside a little bit as well. For Ainsworth, this is their 20th trip to the state tournament. For Archbishop Bergen, their 14th. And for Archbishop Bergen, this is their 6th state final appearance. For Ainsworth, this is their 3rd state tournament appearance, one of those back in 1938. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank, better choices, better service. 5 Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney. And we'll tip it off. Ainsworth, Archbishop Bergen, the C2 state championship is next.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
And we are ready for the start of this C2 championship game. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Wishing all the athletes the best of luck in today's game. Ainsworth will be the home team. The Bulldogs wear the white with the red trim. The red teams are 2-0 so far down here at the state tournament today, with Randolph and Bishop Newman coming away as winners. And they'll try to make it 3-0 today, the red and white Ainsworth Bulldogs. The traveling green with gold for Bergen. That's worked in all three games for them so far. It'll be Oakby Thompson jumping center against Ainsworth. Matt McLeod, 6'5", but can still stroke the three as the ball's in the air, and it'll be whiffed at, and then Ainsworth is able to pick up the loose basketball, and we're underway. Man-to-man defense by Bergen to start the basketball game off. McLeod, top of the key, will turn and pivot it back out to Hunter Martin. Martin gives it off on that weave. Right side, inside the paint, dropping the basketball, coming back to get it will be Delamont. A good, solid sophomore. Off to Martin. Martin drives in, kicks it back out to Fuelberg. Fuelberg in the lane, left-hander, sets on the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound will be brought down by Thompson. So no points on the first possession for Ainsworth, who sets it a 2-1-2 zone, and now it's up to Bergen. Bergen would love to get that ball inside to Dykeman, but will they? They're not afraid to shoot the three. And one of those three-point shooters is Madsen. Vertico will fire as well, and here it is on the way and good. Three-point bucket for Vertico, and Archbishop Bergen draws first blood here today by knocking down the three-pointer, and it's 3-0 Knights. Ainsworth will drive in, find some room, got tripped. The shot won't go well. They're not even going to give the free throws here to Brady Delamont, who was on his way to the hoop, thought maybe they'd give him two, but that's not the case. So it'll be Ainsworth ball underneath their own hoop, and Delamont will throw it in. Foul called on Adam Dykeman, and that's his first. If he got in foul trouble, Bergen would really be losing a big, big piece. And here Ainsworth trying to throw it through the lane, down to the baseline. It's tipped out of bounds. I mean, Ainsworth is not very deep either, but they're a lot more balanced than what Archbishop is with their two big scores. And Ainsworth will take it out to the top of the key here against his man-to-man. Ainsworth has played a minute and 15, hasn't shot a three. That could be some kind of record here at State. Driving in, Delamont took a couple of steps, didn't take the shot. Throws it back out to Fuelberth. Good defense early by Bergen. Fuelberth kicks it out of the wing to Martin. And a reset here. Martin now starts to drive. Gets it into the paint, draws the double team, kicks it out top. First three of the game, Jake Wilkins, no good. Rebound brought down by Dykeman. And up the front they go to Griffin. Griffin into the left wing. 3-0 Knights. We played a minute 45 here in the C2 State Championship. Working it around the corner. Here's another three on the way. Vertico, that one is no good. And the rebound brought down by Delamont. Delamont pushes it up on the right side across the timeline. Gets by his man into the paint. Kicked it out for the three. McLeod got it. Matt McLeod ties the game at three with another three-pointer for Ainsworth in this storied season. They have a good day today. They can get to 300. Right baseline. Here comes Vertico. Drives off the glass and in. Boy, he took that strong to the hoop. Colton Vertico, the senior, with his second bucket. Coast to coast the other way. The shot thrown up and in, but they're going to wave it off. The ref waited to make the decision and waves off the shot, saying that Hunter Martin was grabbed before he got the shot away. And the foul going to be called on Jonah Matson, his first. And Ainsworth will throw it in into the corner to McLeod. McLeod guarded by Vertico. One dribble goes nowhere. Back up to Fuelberth. And between the circles, they'll go to Martin. Martin backs it out. Ainsworth tries to spread the floor here a little bit. Get it to Delamont. Brady swings to the right side. Dykeman on him. One-on-one. Step back three on the way. It is no good. And the rebound brought down by Thompson. They want to run. They're looking for Dykeman down the floor. Instead, they go left side. Matson, 15-footer, is blocked by Fuelberth and taken away by Ainsworth. Ainsworth up the floor. 4-on-4. McLeod thought about the pull-up three. Spins down the lane. Draws the blocking foul. And will get two free throws. And that'll be on Vertico. And now the big bodies will be coming in for Bergen. And that includes Cole Conrad, the 6'5 senior, who is a beast. Free throw, McLeod, up and good. And Ainsworth gets their second ball to fall through the hoop, a three-pointer and a free throw. Also coming in for Archbishop is Weston LaBelle. And the second free throw now for Matt McLeod is good. And we are tied at 5. 5:07 to go here in the first quarter of play. 5-5 is your score. High post, Dykeman starts to drive, drop the ball, turnover. Archbishop Bergen coming up with the basketball is Jake Wilkins. Wilkins into the front court, attacking the hoop, right side, laying it on the rim, no good. Rebound McLeod, back up and in, and he's fouled. The short jumper missed by Fuelberth. Conrad thought he had him boxed out, and then all of a sudden flying in is Matt McLeod for his second bucket. And Ainsworth takes their first lead, 7-5, on the offensive putback by the 6'5 senior. And the free throw is up, and it skips out, no good. Conrad will get the rebound after committing the foul. Fast break, Dykeman, free throw line jumper. Oh, a side foul there. Sneaking in from the side and clipping him on the arm. A foul called on Ainsworth. That one is going to go on Jake Wilkins. That's the first foul of the game on Ainsworth. Already four fouls on Bergen here in the first 3 minutes and change. And Dykeman to shoot a pair of free throws. The first one is up, and it is in. 7-6 Ainsworth leads it by one. Second free throw now for Dykeman. Takes his three dribbles, and he'll put it on the way, and good. Tied at 7. State Tournament Basketball brought to you by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer, Hastings, Kearney, and Holdridge. Ainsworth with the basketball, McLeod up top. Good spin move down the lane, puts it up the runner, no good. Rebound, Vertico, McLeod on top of him. Conrad just about rolled out of bounds, but he does save it, and it'll be Knight basketball. Ainsworth will get back defensively and into the front court. Madsen gets it to Conrad on the block right side. Back out Madsen for the three. It's good, and the Knights have scored 5 in a row to take the lead back at 10-7. Bulldogs waste no time getting into the front court, averaging 71 points a game. Again, they get into that paint, 360 in, and then they usually kick it out for a three, and they do again here, nailing it, Tanner Fuhlberg. They drive into the paint, draw the traffic, and then kick it out. They've been doing real well here in the first quarter, 10-10. And Madsen again for three, and Madsen again drains the three. 13-10, Archbishop Bergen. And if Bergen gets hot from three-point land, that could change things up a little bit. Ainsworth is used to giving you a three for two, but sometimes three for three. McLeod for three more. And here we go, 13-13, 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Light it up, boys. Here's Vertico for three. No, that skips off the backside of the rim and out of bounds. Sometimes everybody starts thinking about it that they can all make it. We're going to have some subs. But first, a television timeout. With 3:23 to go in the first quarter of the C2 State Championship game, it's Ainsworth and Archbishop Bergen all knotted up at 13. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. See Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. We're back in a minute.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
It's named the Early Riser Planner for a reason. Producers who use Case IH Early Riser Planners enjoy the earliest emergence in the industry, 3 days earlier on average. When you purchase a 2014 model year Early Riser Planner, you won't only receive unmatched maximized yields, you'll also receive 0% financing for 36 months. Stop by your Titan Machinery Case IH dealer today to see how an Early Riser Planner can benefit your operation. But hurry, this great financing offer ends March 31st. Titan Machinery, better solutions.
State High School Basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Specialists. As your neighbor and orthopedic provider since 1956, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists have expanded their methods and delivery of care throughout Central Nebraska and North Central Kansas, giving you the highest level of care when and where you need it. Contact Hastings Orthopedics in Hastings or one of their satellite clinics today to start feeling like yourself again for a better tomorrow. Ainsworth basketball tied at 13. 3:15 to go in the first quarter out of the television timeout. Crossover dribble here by Delamont. They try to put more ball pressure up top. Over to McLeod. McLeod, crossover dribble. One-hand runner down the lane. The lefty's up and in. Boy, this Matt McLeod looking pretty good. And it's 15-13. Bulldogs in the lead. Matt McLeod leading the way here for Ainsworth. Already has 12 of their 15 points. Into the ball game for Archbishop Bergen, Tanner Boggs, along with Logan Bovell. Thompson, free throw line, takes the jumper and nails it. Thompson has not done much offensively here at the state tournament, but if he does get a couple of buckets, that may change the look for Bergen and what Ainsworth does defensively. Oh, off the screen, wide open. Delamont takes it to the rack and scores. Lost in the switch there, Bergen defensively, and Delamont made him pay as he takes it to the hoop for his first bucket, 17-15. There's Thompson again at the free throw line, but they're going to call him for a walk, saying he took an extra step and will walk the other way. Back in for Bergen is Nate Griffin and Adam Dykeman after a short breather. Out of that timeout, giving a couple of the starters a little extra blow. Coming out will be Bovell and Manson. Ainsworth 17 and Archbishop Bergen 15. 2:15 to go in the fairly high-scoring first quarter. Delamont Squared it to three, now drives in, wants to kick it in the corner, and Thompson stole it away. Up the floor they come, driving the middle of the floor is Griffin. Griffin had to stop at the top of the circle. At the other end, Ainsworth and Wilkins called for the ball in the corner, so they tried to kick it while they were in midair, and that's why it was turned over. Thompson free throw line, lobs it in, Dykeman's there, he'll jam it. Adam Dykeman went up at 6'7" and threw it down, and we're tied at 17. At the other end, Ainsworth unthwarted, takes it into the corner for the three. That time it is no good, and a foul going to be called underneath on the Bulldogs, Jake Wilkins, because coming in there strong and losing his balance for Fremont or Archbishop Bergen. Kind of a tough foul call there on the Bulldogs, but it was the right call. You had to call something. So far from three-point land, Ainsworth is 3 of 6 here in the first quarter. 3 of 5 for Archbishop to stay with him. And so the ball comes back over to Bergen, looking to regain the lead here. They've been up 3. Ainsworth's biggest lead is 2. Try to slap it inside. Ball knocked away. Steal made. Here comes Martin into the front court. Takes it all the way in. Good defense, but the shot's up and in, and a foul to go along with it on Nate Griffin. Man, what a good shot by Martin. He was so well defended and found a way to get it up there even though he was fouled. And Ainsworth a chance at a three-point play. So Martin now to try and complete that three-point play. And it's no good. Thompson grabs the rebound. Thompson been a little more involved here in the first quarter than we saw the first two nights. 19-17 Ainsworth. Griffin skips it in the right-hand corner. Ball fake on the three by Boggs. Gets into the lane. Lost the handle. Got tripped up. Turnover. And Ainsworth will push the ball up the floor. Also looked like Martin might have got poked in the eye. McLeod out to Martin. Top of the circle. Three-pointer. Fuelberth. Good. 22-17 Ainsworth. Can't give them the open look. All five of them can shoot it. And that's very tough. You hardly ever play a team that can make threes, let alone all five of the guys out there. And Ainsworth has only went to the bench once here so far in the game. 40 seconds to go. First quarter, Bulldogs up on the Knights, 22-17. On the left wing, Bertico gets it to the elbow. Dykeman tries to dribble between the two defenders. Does, lays it up in traffic, no good, and he's fouled by McLeod. Matt McLeod on the rebound attempt is going to pick up the foul. That'll be his first. Jake Wilkins had both of the previous fouls on the Bulldogs, and now back into the ball game. For Archbishop Bergen will be Cole Conrad and Jonah Madsen as they will take the ball out underneath their own hoop. So both the big boys in there now for Bergen. Could be looking for that simple lob into the middle of the paint. Dykeman comes on the backside. They'll throw it up top. Madsen reverse it over to Bertico on the wing. They get it down to the block to Conrad. He'll power it up. No good. Dykeman elevates. Got the offensive rebound. He'll try and take it back in. They'll call him for a walk. He took that big first step expecting to draw some contact and bounce off it, and there was really nothing there. So he stumbled and traveled with the ball. 18 seconds to go here in the quarter, and Ainsworth leading at 22-17. He's got another possession to try and add to that. Hunter Martin in the front court. Gives it to Delamont, to McLeod. Matt, top of the circle with 6 seconds. Can't get the step back three. Delamont checks the clock. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Dribbled it off his foot. McLeod picks it up from 35. No good. Boy, that was almost a mistake there by the Knights. They punched the ball, and it went right into McLeod's hand, and he got a look there from the star on the floor, signifying where Lincoln is on the insignia, but it came up short. We are at the end of the first quarter of play in the C2 State Championship game. Ainsworth 22, Archbishop Bergen 17 on ESPN Radio.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Gooda. At the end of the first quarter, 22-17 Ainsworth. Matt McLeod with 12. Tanner Fuelberth has hit two threes. He's got six. Five rebounds for Ainsworth. Archbishop Bergen had nine. Madsen with six. Bertico with five. Dykeman with four in the scoring department leading them. And it'll be Bergen ball to start this second quarter of play around the perimeter. Top of the key three, Bertico comes up short. Dykeman got the long rebound, though. As Ainsworth knows, you miss a three, that rebound comes out a little bit longer. 50% of the first half for Bergen, 6 of 12, 57% for Ainsworth, 8 of 14. They shot almost as many two-pointers in the first quarter as they did the entire game yesterday. So it'll be Bergen ball. They get it to Dykeman, low block, left side. He'll lean it in. And Dykeman with 6 points now. First points of the second quarter, just like they were the game, along to Archbishop Bergen, 22-19. Delamont up top, dribbles down the right side of the lane, takes it by the defender, lays it up and in. Boy, Delamont can handle that basketball. The way that they run it seems so simple to start their offense, but it's very effective. And now at the other end, Bertico attacks, blocked by McLeod, picked up by Conrad, and he'll score. A lot of action underneath the hoop that time. Good offensive attack, good defensive play. Just happened to roll into Conrad's hands, and he finished. Delamont charge. Yeah, finally Bergen took a stand. You can only do the same play so many times. We just talked about it the last time down the floor. It seems so basic. They do the same thing until you can stop it, and that's maybe a little bit of a stop there. So the personal foul on Delamont is his second. And again, Ainsworth is not a deep ball club. They don't play very many players outside of those five starters. And already two fouls in the game on Jake Wilkins. Here's a three-pointer. Madsen up and in. And it is all tied at 24. Ainsworth and Archbishop Bergen. McLeod all the way down, left-hand runner up and in. They just don't know if he's going to pull up or if he's going to dribble it right by him. And McLeod with 14. Ainsworth wasn't tied very long. Madsen on the post, gets it down to the block. Conrad comes in, has it stuffed and out of bounds off the block of Fuelberth. Again, a good move. Conrad, very impressive. I was impressed with him right off the bat on Thursday night. He's got some moves for a big fella and kind of knows how to play the forward position. Bergen ball, they'll inbound it all the way up top to Bertico. Swings it over the right side. Inside, Dykeman, nice little scoop underneath to Conrad. Blocked again, picked up Dykeman, and he scores. So earlier, Dykeman was blocked and Conrad scored. This time, Conrad's blocked and Dykeman scores. 26 all as McLeod kicks it out for a three-point bucket. It is too strong, no good. Rebound brought down by Dykeman. And here comes Bergen the other way. Handling it is Griffin. Kicks it out of the wing. Madsen for three. It's short. Flying at him to try to block the shot was Fuelberth. Ainsworth pushes the ball off the floor. Great bounce pass underneath, but they can't handle it. Luckily, it deflected to Delamont, who attacks the hoop left side and lays it in. Whew. Ainsworth is flowing good right now, but they are only up two because Bergen is playing their style right now and driving the middle of the lane, throwing it up and in is Nate Griffin. 28-28. Nobody's standing on their horse here in the first half. They are trying to go wire to wire, and Bergen's going to sub four players at the next break. Ainsworth will never do that unless the game is no longer in doubt, as driving Hunter Martin is hand-checked. And that'll be the sixth foul on Archbishop Bergen. And Thompson comes in. Bovell checks in. Also coming in, LaBelle and Boggs. And I would imagine Dykeman will be the only guy that stays in here. Well, no, they're going to go clean sweep. Bergen's also going to bring in Will Kammerer. So Kammerer going to check in. He's wearing number 13 today. So not completely the second five, but mostly the second five for Bergen. Let's see what Ainsworth can do here at the 5:20 mark and how long those starters will stay out. Bulldog basketball, McLeod, right baseline. There's the 360 move again. Little left-hand finger roll, no good. Rebound brought down by Kammerer. Up the floor comes Bergen. Tied at 28. as we approach the five-minute mark of the second quarter. High post, Thompson. One dribble, faces, fires. Didn't get a good shot off, kind of lost it on the way up. Rebound brought down there by Hunter Martin. Up the floor, kick it back to McLeod. Swings it over to Fieldworth. Great ball fake, takes it in. The layup is good. Thompson was going to throw that one into the 50th row and bit on the ball fake. 30-28 Ainsworth. McLeod is what they're watching at all times. He's in the middle of this 1-3-1. Bergen, I figured this might be where they struggle more offensively with this second team than defensively. Whittling some clock down, giving their starters a break. And here's a timeout. Or Archbishop Bergen called for one, didn't give it. Now into the paint. Bovell takes it to the rack and scores. He was very hesitant. And then nobody came out on him, so he took it in and scores. 30-30. Ainsworth ball in the front court to Fuelberg. Up top to McLeod. Already 14 for Matt in the ball game. Once more, drives into the paint. Left-hand runner. It's up and in. It is uncanny. We'll see if they change up the defense for Bergen, because he's making the same move. And if you can get a guy to just stand in the middle of the lane there and swat it away, or at least make him pass it off, might see a difference. Boggs sees a hole. He's going to drive, throws one up, hits the deck, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. You've got Austin Harthorn in there as well for Ainsworth, who slid in. And now we're going to start to see some substitutions back in. Dykeman for Bergen. Also back in, Bertico. Ainsworth has Hunter Martin, Matt McLeod, Austin Harthorn, also in the game, Fuelberth, and Delamont. And there's a reach-in foul on Bergen. Tanner Boggs out at the top of the key. Took a swipe at the ball and fouled Hunter Martin. And that will put them in the 1-1. Hunter Martin to the line. For Martin, he has 2 points. He shot the ball once. He's 0 of 1 from the free throw line. That was on a potential 3-point play. 1-1 situation here for the junior guard. It's up. It's in. Ainsworth 33. Archbishop Bergen 30. 3:41 to go here in the first half. Coming up at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats. Scores from earlier today. And we'll talk with Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald. Second free throw up. And it is in. 34-30. Ainsworth now up by four. That's actually their biggest lead of the game. The four-point lead here for Ainsworth. They were up by five at one time, excuse me, at the end of the quarter. And now the ball is stolen away at the other end. Ainsworth up into the front court. Delamont, they'll hit the trailer, which is McLeod. Back up top, Fuelberth. Nearly stolen away by Boggs. 3:15 left in the first half. Ainsworth right on their offensive pace, or maybe even a little bit ahead of it. And there Thompson swatted the drive of Martin as he took it to the hoop. And the foul on Ogby Thompson will be his first. And at the line to shoot the 1-1 again will be Hunter Martin. In college basketball earlier today, Michigan defeated Ohio State in the Big Ten tournament 72-69. Free throw no good. And the players tie it up. Jump ball, Dykeman and Harthorn, and a big round of applause from the Ainsworth fans. Right now, Michigan State 73, Wisconsin 64, 4:13 and counting in the ball game there. So it could be Michigan, Michigan State for the Big Ten final. McLeod on the left wing decides to dribble it out of there. Ainsworth still shooting a lot of threes, but when they do drive, they have some room. McLeod does. They let it go. And a foul called a block. Archbishop Bergen doesn't like that. It's because the whistle came so late. The official thought about it and then said, okay. I think it was one of those that if the ball had went in the hoop, he would not have called the foul. But when the ball didn't go in the hoop, he said, yep, that's what kept the ball out of the hoop. And they will send Matt McLeod to the line. Free throw is up and in. Media row hears more from the fans than anybody else in the building. And we need to call the unit because somebody's dying up there. Second free throw's no good. Dykeman got the rebound. Outlet pass comes to Madsen into the front court. Bertico, 35-30. Ainsworth back up by five. Dykeman gets it in close. Double pump, shot no good. McLeod somehow got the rebound, and not really. He had to walk. And so a travel call there. He just had to try and avoid about three different nights. You can live with that one. It was hustle. The ball was being batted around. And now back to Archbishop Bergen. Knights with a basketball on the right elbow. Dykeman swings it over to the left side. Been almost 2 minutes, though, since a field goal has been scored. Dykeman now drives. Bumped, looked for the foul, didn't get it. Rebound brought down McLeod. Over the back foul, going to be called on Thompson. And we'll trot to the other end and shoot a 1-1. Earlier today at the state tournament, your champions, Archbishop Bergen would like to join them, but so far it's been Newman, Bishop Newman out of Wahoo. Free throw no good by McLeod. So Newman wins it in Class C1. That was our first winner today. Then Randolph beat Overton in D1, and Scutt beats Beatrice in B. Westside and Bellevue West and A is next, and then High Plains and Bancroft Rosalie finish it off tonight. We've got it all for you here on ESPN as McLeod hits the second free throw. And about an hour away from the Hastings College women playing Davenport, Michigan in the NAIA National Quarterfinals on 1230 KHAS. Here's Conrad on a little give and go. Dykeman takes it up and scores. And a little tweet underneath for a foul on Ainsworth. Chance at a three-point play. And that's going to be called on Tanner Fuelberth. And for Fuelberth, that'll be his first. 36-32. Ainsworth by four. Free throw, Dykeman up, rattle around, off the glass, and it falls. So Dykeman now with 11 points in the ball game, and it's 36-33 Ainsworth, 2:20 to go, first half, driving in. Martin tried to kick it out of the wing, the ball deflected away, and so Fuelberth will enter it in from the deep corner, front of press row. Simple lob out to the top of the circle to Brady Delamont. Delamont, three-pointer, first one in a while, but that's off the heel, high in the air. Conrad will yank down the rebound. And the Knights can tie it with a three. Up the floor, they get it to Bertico. Right back up top to Griffin. Bertico now decides to drive, leave it off for Madsen for three. And we're almost tied. That went all the way around. Conrad rebound, put back, no good. And coming out of there, Fuelberth for Ainsworth. Bergen had a couple of them go all the way down and out. Now Delamont, double team in the paint, kicks it out. Open three, Martin off the front of the rim, no good. Over the back call. And Ainsworth's Austin Harthorn, the sophomore, with a grimace, but he knew that he committed the personal foul there. For Ainsworth, that will be their sixth foul, so we're not in the 1-1 as of yet. So back to action we go here for Archbishop Bergen. Bergen into the front court, down by three with a minute 35 to go in the first half. Bertico's open, fires the three, hits it, we're tied. Six straight by Archbishop Bergen, and it's 36-36. Front court, Ainsworth. Martin drives the right side of the key. Turns, kicks it out to McLeod. McLeod backs in, kicks it back out to Delamont. Delamont to the free throw line, keeps going, looks for a call. Shot no good. Rebound saved by Ainsworth, and Harthorn out for a three. McLeod, no good. Ball tipped out again, that time by Fuelberth. And a third opportunity here for the Bulldogs. Martin, lane a little open. He'll put up a one-hand runner. It's off balance and no good. And Conrad will pull down the rebound here for Bergen. Under a minute to go now in the first half of play. Try to get it to Dykeman. It's a little bit behind him and stolen away by Fuelberth. Ainsworth brings it into the front court with 48 seconds. Coach Harlan Welch giving the signal. Could they possibly play for the last shot here and whittle the final 50 seconds of the half away and let this thing be decided in the third and fourth quarters? 36, all 30 seconds to go. Work the ball around, just kind of sitting on it. And that's okay with Ainsworth. It's okay with Bergen. Delamont dribbling. Still not close enough for a five-second count. Now we are. Delamont still dribbling. Down to 12 seconds. Now makes a guy go for it. Drives in, draws a blocking foul, throws it up. It's no good. And Mattson saying, man, I knew he was coming, so I just stood here. But instead, two free throws coming up for Brady Delamont. This will be his first trip to the line. He's got 6 points so far in the game. Still 9 seconds remaining on the clock, so they took it to the rack a little early for playing for the last shot. Free throw no good. And back in for Bergen is going to be Wes LaBelle and Ogby Thompson. Second free throw now coming up for Delamont to try to give Ainsworth the lead. And Delamont puts it up and good. 37-36, 9 seconds to go. Inbounds pass comes to Griffin. Griffin at midcourt with six. Griffin to the top of the circle, keeps on coming into the lane, dishes it out. Three for Vertigo. It's good, and Bergen has the lead at halftime. Archbishop Bergen has not led since midway through the first quarter, but they've got the lead going into the locker room. And a very entertaining first half in your C2 State Championship game. It's Archbishop Bergen, 39, Ainsworth, 37. You're listening to High School Basketball State Tournament Style, brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stanley Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island, with BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and Hallmark Trailers. Your truck destination as well is Tom Dinsdale Automotive, DinsdaleAuto.com, for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles. We head to halftime, 39-37, Archbishop Bergen leading Ainsworth here on ESPN Radio.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. At halftime of the C2 State Championship game, it's Archbishop Bergen, 39, and Ainsworth, 37. Coming up, we'll take a look at the first half stats, but let's tell you what has happened already today here at the state basketball tournament. And we will start with the Class A, which is coming up next, as Westside will play Bellevue West here on ESPN Radio. In the consolation game, Benson beat Norfolk 67-62. Yesterday, Benson fell in overtime to Omaha Westside 67-63, and Bellevue West beat Norfolk 60-49. In Class B, your state champion, Omaha Scutt, they down Beatrice 59-45, and the team that they beat yesterday, Elkhorn South, took third over York 69-61. In Class C1, it started the day with Bishop Newman taking a 68-47 win over Wahoo in a rematch of their sub-district final. In third place, it went to overtime, Columbus Scotus 68 and Wayne 62. C2, the consolation game, went to Donovan Trumbull beating Freeman 59-44. D1, your state champion, Randolph, downing Overton 54-42. Overton had a one-point lead at halftime, but was held to 2 points in the third quarter and shot just rough second-half numbers today and just could not get it going. Only two field goals in the entire second half for Overton, and they finished the season with a record of 24-5, 54-42. Third place game went to Howells Dodge over Clearwater Orchard, 70-48. In D2, the final championship game tonight, as High Plains take on Bancroft Rosalie, somewhere between 8:30 and 9 o'clock. The consolation game today went to Fall City Sacred Heart over Spalding Academy, 68-55. Here it's Archbishop Bergen 39, Ainsworth 37, halftime. And we'll look at the stats right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back to high school basketball and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at the first half numbers of our ball game. We'll start with Ainsworth. Tanner Fuelberth, 8 points, one rebound. Hunter Martin, 4 points, three rebounds. Matt McLeod leads the way with a game-high 18 points, and he has four rebounds. Brady Delamont, 7 points, one rebound. Jake Wilkins has one rebound. And Austin Harthorn has two rebounds. For Ainsworth, 22 points in the first quarter, 15 points in the second quarter, and at the half, 37 points, 14 rebounds, 7 out of 13 at the free throw line, 4 of 11 from three-point land, 4 block shots, and 3 turnovers for Ainsworth. Ainsworth shooting 50% in the first half, 13 of 26 from the field. For Archbishop Bergen, Nate Griffin has 2 points, 1 rebound. Jonah Madsen has 9 points. Colton Vertigo, 11 points. Ogby Thompson, 2 points, 3 rebounds, and he has a block. Adam Dykeman, 11 points, 8 rebounds. Cole Conrad, 2 points, 6 rebounds. William Kammerer, 1 rebound. And Logan Bovell, 2 points. Archbishop Bergen had 17 points in the first quarter, 22 in the second. At the half, 39 points, 20 rebounds. 3 out of 3 at the free throw line. 6 of 12 from three-point land for Archbishop Bergen. No block shots and 6 turnovers. And at the half, Archbishop Bergen leads Ainsworth 39-37. Bergen shot 47% in the first half. So both teams shooting the ball well. Bergen mainly on the inside, while Ainsworth, as usual, on the outside. But a little more balance from Ainsworth today. Yesterday they shot 34 threes and 10 twos. Today in the first half, they have taken 11 threes, but 15 two-point buckets trying to drive it in to the paint. 39-37, the Knights have the lead here at halftime, and we'll be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this timeout.
Killian Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices, plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Killian Motors. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the season. We are at halftime of the C2 State Championship game. With your score, the Archbishop Bergen Knights 39 and Ainsworth 37. Biggest lead in the ball game for Ainsworth was 6 points. Bergen's biggest lead has been just 3 points in this contest. They got off to the early lead, and then the only lead that they had in the second quarter was after that three-pointer by Vertigo sent them to the halftime at the buzzer to make it 39-37. For the Archbishop Bergen Knights, they're shooting the ball very well. Ainsworth, it tells you something, they're shooting the ball 50%, and they're going to have to keep doing that if they hope to keep up with Archbishop Bergen. That was one of the stories with Ainsworth. Were they good enough defensively to hang with Bergen? Bergen would get the check mark when it comes to defense, and Ainsworth going to have to shore that up just a little bit. And how will depth be a factor in this ball game? You could tell that Coach Chris Paulson was intentionally subbing. In fact, one time took all his starters out for a breather midway through the second quarter, and he hopes if that becomes a factor in the fourth quarter of play, they'll be able to get out there and do a few things. Bergen right now is standing in the tunnel. They do the Believers and Achievers twice a day here at the state basketball tournament, and that's unfortunate as they're usually told, hey, stay in the locker room. It's already a 12-minute halftime, and it's going to be even longer now because both schools had a cheer team, a dance team that performed, and now they announced the Believers and Achievers, and you're going to have about a 15, 18-minute halftime here in the C2 championship game. Same thing will happen in Class A as that moves along, and you don't want to be standing around. Get in the locker room, sit down, relax, whatever you do. If you had to go through your work, you're used to that 10-minute halftime during the regular season, so you get out here a little bit quicker, but that was not the case here. So Archbishop Bergen standing in the tunnel, and I think Ainsworth is starting to mull around as well. We're going to take another break and be back with more here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. As promised, DuPas Basil of the Omaha World Herald for a little chat here in our extended halftime. Stuart, how are you, man?
I'm good. We're in the home stretch.
Yes, we are.
Track's just 5 days away.
You shut your mouth. Let's talk basketball from a big picture, state tournament-wise so far. We've had some records set. We've had multiple overtime games, not just the single, but the double. And when you get Norfolk in here in Class A against a great Omaha team, that had to have been the game of the tournament so far.
Well, this one's bidding, at least in my eyes, to be a game of the tourney just because there's two teams willing to score and not hold the ball. But, yeah, Thursday was, you know, first triple overtime game since 87, as it turns out, thanks to one of our readers in Amherst for correcting all the records. But before that, it looked like it was 1924. So these don't happen very often. I think Norfolk didn't have its legs last night and lost to a Bellevue West team that we'll see next up here against Omaha Westside. I saw that game during the season, and Westside wins by 25. I don't expect a repeat.
Tell us a little bit as we preview this Class A game. What's your keys to victory? What does both teams bring to the table? And obviously a matchup that nobody predicted in the state finals, although it's open, nobody saw both these teams getting there.
No. For Bellevue West, they've got a couple of multi-sport juniors, C.J. Johnson, Cluster Johnson's son, former Husker wingback, athlete of the year for us at the World Herald for Bellevue West, and Malik Halukawecki.
Thank you.
Halukawecki, or you could just call him Malik or that number 12 guy like all the other coaches do. But they have improved since they've swapped positions. Halukawecki is now playing the off guard, and C.J. Johnson's playing the point, and Bellevue West has gained some consistency as a result of that, maybe a little bit more scoring punch. Westside, Michael Herman has had a solid tournament, a couple double-doubles, 20 points each of the first two games. He only had 7 in that 25-point win. So if he's got another 20-point game, and Kevin Matoyer, Westside's point guard, who has really led this late season surge, 17 wins out of 18 games, which for Class A is a mean feat in of itself. If those two play well, I think Westside's going to win it.
We've got Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald. Have you seen anything at the state tournament, a player that you hadn't maybe seen all year that has stepped up for you? I know you hadn't seen Ainsworth till today. What has caught your eye
any of the 3 days?
You know, I think we kind of had it pretty well pegged out, at least the upper classes, as far as, you know, who's going to be here. And I think we've got some good sophomores, obviously some good freshmen. Norfolk's going to be in this building a lot the next 3 years with Logan Strom and Lane McCallum, and they've got a real – why I can't remember a Class 18 with three freshmen playing a significant contribution as those three did this year for the Panthers. You've got some talented sophomores, too, you know, in that Class B game you did. Nick Boda of Omaha Scud against Alec Cromer of Beatrice.
Big boys.
They're going to battle for two more years, and could be six more games if they would see each other at state and in the conference tourney. So this was the start.
Is Omaha Central's run done?
Well, I don't see them with a franchise player right now, the way that Akoya Gal was, the way Trayshawn Thurman was for a large part of the season. I mean, he was still their aircraft carrier. You know, right now you still can't write Central off, but they're definitely back to the pack. You know, I think Norfolk looks awfully good. South, I think, is going to be right in the mix again. Bellevue West, especially if they win tonight. A lot of confidence going into next season. You know, duh. And, you know, I think everybody else is – well, and Omaha Creighton Prep played a lot of non-seniors this year. So I think those might be your top four, my top four, going into next season.
Wahoo may not get the love because they lost two of the three, but I don't care what class you're in. Three straight finals, Wahoo seems to be back. Will they be able to maintain that?
Well, one of the Chief boys is back. You know, they're going to have some of those younger kids step up. We take a look at what Newman had with Jackson Simons and Noah Bedrill. And then in yesterday, you had Columbus Scotus starting two freshmen, along with Grant Lom, who's going to be back as a senior. You know, the Shamrocks and Newman aren't going to go away, that's for sure, and probably start next year somewhere one, two, or three.
Well, you're putting together your all-state teams, your all-tournament teams, your best in the state. Can you give us a little hint? How many, from especially from our area where Class A doesn't have as many obvious teams, will there be some non-Class A boys that definitely have a chance at Super State?
Oh, well, everybody right now, because it's not on paper, has a chance of being, no, but, yeah, I mean, there's kids from West East that we're looking at. Got to look a lot at the coaches' ballots this year. You know, some kids got here, some didn't. You know, you can play your way on here, and unfortunately, sometimes you can play your way off.
All right, Stuart, we will let you get back to have a little lunch
over
there.
The All-Nebraska teams will be out on the 30th of March. We'll wait a week after next week. And then, you know, in the meantime, you can listen to us on the Bottom Line podcast webcast at omaha.com.
2 to 6 every day with Michael Sevier, and Stu's getting even more radio time now.
Oh, so boy.
Just where we need to be.
Thanks, Dougie, Stu. It's been a great season.
Always great to see you. Stu Pospisil, Prep Sports Editor, Omaha World Herald, and that'll wrap up our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report with the score, Archbishop Bergen 39, Ainsworth 37. The second half is next.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena for the second half of our C2 State Championship game featuring Archbishop Bergen and Ainsworth, and the Archbishop Bergen Knights will start the second half with the basketball and a two-point lead, 39-37, shooting 47% in the first half. They'll get it into Dykeman, and Dykeman, they're going to call for a walk before the foul. Dykeman got it, and as he turned, he knew he was going to face a little pressure, but had some room and took that extra step. So Bergen will turn it over on the opening possession of this half. And McLeod's going to take it coast-to-coast for Ainsworth. He'll put it up off the heel, no good. Thompson will get the rebound, and Bergen back in business in the front court. Both teams come up empty on their opening possession of the second half. Same starters are out there for Bergen. Top of the key with it is Griffin. Swings it over to the left wing, thinking about the three, but nothing there for Madsen. Dykeman on the left elbow. He was too well guarded, and it's stolen away. And then Dykeman going for the basketball, called for a foul, and he has a very surprised look on his face, which usually means, I don't know what I did. And that will be for Dykeman, his third foul. He and Madsen each have three, two on Boggs for Ainsworth. Wilkins, Jake, the only player with two. And so Delamont takes it at Dykeman, and they're going to call him for a walk. They were trying to get a quick fourth, and Dykeman, he knew what to do. He just stood there, put his hands in the air, and let the official either call a charge or a walk, and he got it right with the walk that time. 39-37 Knights, looking for our first points here of quarter number three. Griffin playing catch up front into the corner to Bertico. Bertico for three, and it's no good. He ended the first half with a three. Couldn't start the second half with one. Rebound, Fuelberth to Martin. Back to Fuelberth. A deep three, and that one's off the front of the iron. No good. Conrad is in there for Bergen, and he will get the rebound down the middle of the floor, driving it out to Madsen. Thought about taking that three. He was open and then changed his mind. Now he'll take it. It's up and in. So whenever it feels right, fire it away. And the lead is five now for Bergen, their largest of the game, 42-37. McLeod, top of the key three, no good. Thompson with the rebound, and that's what everybody worries about. If Ainsworth misses a few threes in a row, how far behind would they fall? And now they're down by five. Bertico on the right wing, Thompson, right elbow, wants to kick it back out. Madsen, top of the key, Griffin, right around to Bertico, drives the baseline, reverse layup, he stepped out of bounds. Official with a good eye on that one, as Ainsworth drove him to the baseline and forced him to step out. So a turnover here on Archbishop Bergen. And that is the fourth turnover for Ainsworth, nine for Bergen. And now a carry, so give it right back. So not a crisp start here for Ainsworth. 2 minutes without scoring in the third quarter. Ainsworth, five turnovers, nine for Archbishop Bergen. And Bergen starting to control the boards again. Big lead in the first half on that. Bertico in the right-hand corner. Playing catch on this right wing with Griffith. One dribble back tonight. Reverse it over to Madsen. Madsen, quick three on the way. Off the rim twice and in. It's 45-37 in favor of Archbishop Bergen, their largest lead of the game. They get the first two threes of this second half. Now McLeod drives, and he will be fouled as he takes it to the hoop. He does such a good job of weaving in and out of traffic. And the foul is on Cole Conrad. And for Conrad, that'll be his second personal foul. And it'll be the second team foul of the half. 13 fouls in the game on Archbishop Bergen, six on Ainsworth. McLeod goes to the line. He's 4 of 7, and this one is way short. Had that had enough on it, it still would have hit the front of the iron. Just would have hit it harder. It was pretty flat. Second free throw down for Matt McLeod, and the senior puts it up and in. First point of the second half for Ainsworth comes at the 5:35 mark, and Griffin right down the lane, nobody stopped him, and he takes it over the front of the rim and in. I think even Griffin was a little surprised how open he was, gets his second bucket, he's got 4 points. Martin up the floor for Ainsworth, 47-38, Archbishop Bergen gives it off to Delamont. Brady dribbles around to the right edge, comes to the lane, and a travel. Travel called on Ainsworth. And another turnover here by the Bulldogs. Neither team has called a timeout in the game. We've had the television timeout. 5:10 to go here in the third quarter. The Knights 47 and Ainsworth 38. Top of the key, can't get the three away. So driving in, kicking it out, Madsen. Back out, Bertico. Back out to Madsen. Another three on the way. That one is too strong. Long rebound right back out to Madsen. And they'll reset it. Archbishop Bergen has the fire coming out of the locker room, and we've already played more than 3 minutes. So time for Ainsworth to get it going here. Against the zone, they leave Griffin open. He'll drive into the lane, kick it out. Madsen, another three. That's good. And Ainsworth needs a timeout, and Harlan Welch knows it. Timeout, Bulldogs. It was 2 points at the end of the first half. In fact, the Knights scored at the buzzer a three-pointer to go up 39-37. They are on a 14-1 run in the last 3.5 minutes. And your score with 4:32 to go in the third quarter, Archbishop Bergen 50 and Ainsworth 38. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
State tournament basketball coverage is brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Hastings, Holdridge, and Kearney. Part of the Titan dealer group, Titan Machinery gives you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world, while at the same time providing you with better solutions with the same locally owned service and dedication you expect. See Titan Machinery of Holdridge, Hastings, and Kearney today, your Case IH dealer and proud supporter of high school athletics. Well, the first major run of this basketball game, Archbishop Bergen puts it on, and they lead it 50-38 over Ainsworth with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Delamont out front to McLeod, trying to get back to what was working. Spins into the lane, draws the contact, puts it up and in. No foul, but a two-point bucket for Matt McLeod. He's got 21 now in the game. On the other side, Madsen with 18 now. Vertigo with 11. So give credit to Jonah Madsen starting to line it up from the outside. He is 6 of 9 from three-point land for all of his points. Here's another three and another one off the front of the rim. And Ainsworth will grab the rebound. Austin Harthorn has come in. Martin up ahead, gets the ball to Fuelberth. Fuelberth, as he comes down from catching the pass, will be fouled. And that's going to go on Nate Griffin. And that'll be his second personal foul. And now we've got a television timeout. So a quick turnaround there and a chance to chat again. After Ainsworth took a timeout, each team gets one look and the television timeout with 3:56 to go here in the third quarter. It's Archbishop Bergen 50, Ainsworth 40 on ESPN Radio.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here in Lincoln. 3:56 remaining in the third quarter, and it's Archbishop Bergen 50 and Ainsworth 40. It'll be Ainsworth ball coming out of the television timeout. Scored out of their timeout, now trying to get back into the ballgame. Inbound and a quick three from the right corner, no good by Wilkins, and the rebound grabbed by Bergen's Logan Boville as they've made some changes again here. Conrad is in there. LaBelle is in there. He's got it on the right wing. Staying in there. Vertigo on the red hot. Jonah Madsen. Bergen on the right elbow kicks the ball back up top. Holding onto the basketball will be Vertigo. Starts the drive right side. Cut off by McLeod. Kicks it back out to Madsen. Madsen right into the hands of Vertigo. Drives right side. Stops at the baseline. His pass is deflected out of bounds. That ball was tipped. They missed one there. Oh, my. How do you miss that? Ainsworth gets a big call. The official didn't see it, and he didn't get any help from his two compadres there. So McLeod at the other end. He throws one up. Tough shot. Well defended. And it's 50-42. So Ainsworth cuts it back down to 8 with back-to-back buckets. Mats it into the front court. Gives it to LaBelle on the left wing. LaBelle between the circles. Into the hands of Vertico. Back out to LaBelle, being very patient, running some clock here, giving a couple starters a breather. Vertico and LaBelle playing catch, swing it over to Conrad. He's got a one-on-one matchup, drives in, and a hand check foul on Tanner Fuelberth. That'll be his second foul, the first foul of the half on Ainsworth. 50-42, Bergen. And they'll lob it into Conrad. Double-teamed immediately, and then they're calling him for a walk. Conrad wasn't expecting that double team on the lob pass, and when he faced up, he didn't have anywhere to go. Turnover, Bergen, the 11th of the game. McLeod out of the front court, he's trying to take it over himself. Backs in, fadeaway jumper, up and in. McLeod with three straight, he's got 25. He's put the Bulldogs on their back, and it is a six-point game as Matson dribbles it off his foot, got it back to Conrad, looks underneath. Didn't like what he saw. Kicks it back out to Vertigo. Covered there by Jake Wilkins. Vertigo standing in front of his own bench. Reverses it over here to LaBelle. To Bovell. Back to LaBelle. Top of the key. Three is off to the right. No good. McLeod gets the rebound. And Ainsworth could cut it to three with a three. McLeod, they clear it out for him again. He takes it. He gets a hand check foul. Boy, what Bergen has on McLeod right now just can't get the job done. And back in comes Dykeman with those three fouls, as well as Nate Griffin. 2:04 to go, third quarter, 50-44. And a timeout will be called here by Archbishop Bergen, their first of the game. Timeouts brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney. Now is the time for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. See Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney. We're back after this on ESPN Radio.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament, brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination, Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island. The Nebraska baseball team winning the first game today from UC Irvine by a score of 13-4. The teams are currently playing their second doubleheader. Romero Cotton and Daniel DeSager of UNK will wrestle tonight for the Division II National Championships going on out at Cleveland. So there's a couple of updates. And in Big Ten basketball, Michigan State beat Wisconsin 83-75. So Michigan and Michigan State for the Big Ten Championship tomorrow. And we'll have that for you here on ESPN Radio. And a three-pointer out of the timeout for Ainsworth to pull it within three. They've scored nine in a row. Dykeman at the other end. Turnaround jumper won't go. Got his own rebound, and McLeod fouled him. And now a little fisticuffs underneath there. Didn't hear the whistle. They kept going. The guys were tangled up. Conrad comes bumping in there. Everything's good with the kids, but the fans get riled up. Foul is on Matt McLeod. That'll be his second. 50-47. And no free throw attempt, they're going to say here for Dykeman. So it'll be Bergen basketball once everything gets settled down. As they see it on the replay, and again, they're getting handsy out there. Dykeman and Wilkins. Wilkins trying to defend. Dykeman trying to get free. So they better be careful on the inbounds because they'll blow any whistle. And they'll lob it to Dykeman. Goes through his hands. Going for the steal. Delamonte got it. He's going in for the uncontested layup. It's a one-point game. 11 in a row by Ainsworth. 50-49. And the Bulldog fans are jumping out of their seats. We've got ourselves a ball game again with a minute 30 to go in the third quarter. Both teams have made a run. Conrad open, takes it in. The layup spins out. And the rebound brought down by Matt McLeod. What a turn of events. Ainsworth can take the lead. McLeod all his own. Conrad tries to draw the charge. No call. The shot doesn't go. Rebound LaBelle into the front court. They go to Griffin all the way to the other end. And that time the layup's good. And that'll snap the 11-0 run by Ainsworth. And Bergen is up by three with a minute to go in the third quarter. Martin backs up, three-pointer. No, way short. Rebound, Conrad has it. Conrad continues to hit the boards. That's his eighth of the game. Here comes Griffin again. Nobody stops him, but he missed the layup. And the rebound not grabbed by anybody. Oh, they're going to give it to Archbishop Bergen. And now Ainsworth will set up defensively. Well, that makes up for the one they missed earlier because that should have been Ainsworth ball. But so be it. Each team missed one. And each team gets one. So the lob into Conrad. Left elbow faces the hoop. Needs somebody to kick it to and kicks it out wide to Bertico. Over to Griffin. 52-49. Archbishop Bergen, 35 seconds to go. Third quarter to the baseline. Dykeman. Dykeman didn't want to take it. Back to Griffin. To Dykeman again on the right baseline. He's about 12 feet out. Kicks it back to Griffin. Has the ball knocked away. Steal is made by Ainsworth. Brady Delamont. Delamont up ahead. The layup. Martin is good. It's a one-point game again. 17 seconds to go. Bergen into the front court. Maybe play, obviously, for the last shot, or will Dykeman take it right at him? He will, and he went up for a stuff, but it looks like a hand check foul on the way by might be called on Matt McLeod. And for McLeod, that'll be his third, and that will be a little bit of concern for Ainsworth. He scored 25 of their points, just about half of that 51. And so you got a handful of guys with three fouls. Matson and Dykeman for Bergen, McLeod for Ainsworth. And McLeod's going to check out. Here comes younger brother Luke McLeod for the final 11 seconds of the quarter. So Bergen now ready to throw it in. Griffin into the corner to Dykeman. Up top to Madsen. Madsen reverses it. Off a couple of picks, it's stolen away. Delamont's got it with time. Two on one. Over to Martin. He'll take it in. He'll lay it up. He'll score, but they'll wave it off on a charge. Still 2.4 to go here in the quarter. We'll watch the replay. That's the old coin flip. I think it was probably a good call. 2.4. They'll get it in from three-quarter court. Bertigo fires it, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. Baby, we're going to the final 8 minutes in a great C2 state championship. Archbishop Bergen 52, Ainsworth 51. Bergen controlled the first 3.5 minutes. Ainsworth controlled the next 3.5. The last minute, even as we go to the fourth quarter here on ESPN Radio.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
State Basketball Tournament brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again as we get ready for the fourth quarter. Archbishop Bergen 52, Ainsworth 51. Here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The Class A final will be coming up next, so stay with us for that just a little after 6:30. McLeod, isolation here on Bertico. Crossover dribble, can't get into Mike. Bergen playing 2-3 zone. Now McLeod drives, kicks it into the corner. Three-pointer Delamont is on the way. It's short. Rebound loose on the floor. We're going to get a jump. It will be Bergen ball. But give credit there to Hunter Martin. Anytime you can just make that arrow change in your favor, especially when Bergen had the ball to begin with. And it looks like we've got possible blood on Dykeman. The official blows the whistle, and I don't know if he scraped his knee or got blood on his jersey, but they're going to want to get him right back in there. 25 points for Matt McLeod. Tanner Fuelberth has 11 for Ainsworth. Brady Delamont has 9, and Hunter Martin has the other 6. For Archbishop Bergen, It is Jonah Madsen with six threes. He's got 18. Bertico, 11, and Dykeman, 11. 52-51, Archbishop Bergen. 30 seconds into the fourth quarter, we're back to action. Bertico trying to work off a ball screen, guarded there by Wilkins. Comes to the top of the circle. They'll switch defensively. Swing it over on the right side. Griffin drives. Griffin fires from seven. It rolls over the front of the rim and in. And Griffin with his eighth point of the basketball game. 54-51. Front court driving in. Delamont up top. Look at a three. Martin. It won't go. It's been a long time since Ainsworth has made a three. And Thompson will get the rebound. And if it hasn't been a long time, it hasn't been many. 5 of 18 from three-point land for Ainsworth. 9 of 19 for Archbishop Bergen. And Bergen stepped out of bounds in front of their own bench. So, actually, Bergen is winning using the Ainsworth strategy. They're hitting the threes. Ainsworth has been forced to go into the twos. Both teams are still shooting the ball well. 47% for Archbishop Bergen and 47% for Ainsworth. Just not as good here in the second half. Delamont for three. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Conrad. It seems like Ainsworth is getting the three-pointer up a little quickly. Just trying to maybe force it a little bit. Driving in on a hand check foul. Nate Griffin on the drive. That'll be the 15th foul here on Ainsworth. And it's going to be called on Brady Delamont, and that'll be the second on Delamont. McLeod has three for Ainsworth. Madsen and Dykeman have three for Bergen. On the floor for Ainsworth is their original starting five, Fuelberth, Martin, Matt McLeod, Delamont, and Wilkins. And it'll be Bergen ball underneath their own hoop. They'll stack the left side of the lane. Griffin to throw it in. Has to go to the outlet, Bertico. Bertico swings it over to the left-hand corner to LaBelle. Also out there is Griffin. And then the two big fellows, Conrad and Dykeman. Griffin off the ball screen, swings it over to LaBelle. Trying to get it into Dykeman. He's double-teamed there. Free throw line, Conrad. Back to LaBelle. Now they get it to Dykeman. One-on-one. Turnaround jumper partially blocked on the way up. Saved in by Conrad. And then McLeod had to commit the personal foul with the body. He definitely got the clean block, but he was on the back of Nate Griffin. And that is the fourth on Matt McLeod with 6:04 to go in the game. Huge, huge foul call. The Ainsworth fans don't like it, but the official did call body, not arm. Free throw good. 55-51, Archbishop Bergen. Three in a row after Ainsworth cut it to one. Second free throw on the way, and it is no good. McLeod stays in, gets the rebound again. Ainsworth, 2 minutes without scoring to start the quarter. They struggled in the first. Open underneath, they missed Jake Wilkin, and he'll lay it up and in. Wilkins with his first bucket of the ball game. 55-53, Bergen off the screen, all the way to the baseline, through the lane, turnaround jumper. He got free, and Griffin scores. Nate Griffin, back-to-back buckets here for Archbishop Bergen. He's got 11 now, and into the front court, Delamont, left corner three, but it's short, starting to run out of energy. Conrad gets the rebound. Those threes have not been getting there in the second half for Ainsworth. Bergen will bring it into the front court. They are not shooting the threes well. 1 of 9 this half. Here's Dykeman takes it in, partially blocked inside there by Fuelberth. Shot no good. Rebound McLeod. McLeod in the front court. Oh, what a crossover move over Conrad, though. Missed it. And tipping the rebound to himself will be Colton Bertico. What a move McLeod made over Conrad. Bergen ball up by 4, 5 minutes to go here in the C2 state championship game. Bergen looking for their first state title since 2008. They've got 3 in school history. Ainsworth looking for the first one since 07, and Dykeman gets his best look in a long time. Dykeman, an easy bucket. He's got 13, and the lead is 6. 59-53 across the timeline. Left-hand dribble. McLeod to the left elbow. Backs in. Tough turnaround jumper way off the mark. Ainsworth may need another timeout here. They've taken a couple of bad shots, even though they hit most of them. Not here, and way too much body, Hunter Martin. Can't ride him that far up the floor. And for Hunter Martin, that'll be his second personal foul. And that'll put them into the 1-and-1 for Archbishop Bergen. In the bonus the rest of the way. 59-53, Knights, 4:25 to go here in the state championship. And you can tell Ainsworth's starting to get winded. They're missing their threes. They're not as deep as Bergen. And at the line is Nate Griffin. He's one of two. Front end of the one and one good. 7-point lead for the Knights. They went on a huge run to start the third quarter to go up 12. Ainsworth answered with 11 in a row to cut it to one. Here in the fourth quarter, it is an 8-2 start by Bergen again to go up by 7. 60-53 Knights. Second free throw. Griffin takes a little extra time, and this one no good. Rebound comes out to McLeod. That'll be his 9th of the ball game. One shy of the double-double, and here is your timeout by Ainsworth. 4 minutes, 20 seconds to go in the C2 State Championship game. Archbishop Bergen 60 and Ainsworth 53. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. First year of Pinnacle Bank, first year for the state championships to be here. And if you're in the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. With 4:20 remaining in this C2 championship, the Ainsworth Bulldogs have the ball, trailing Archbishop Bergen 60-53. Again, the Bulldogs only 2 points here in this fourth quarter. They'll lob it into McLeod. Left side of the key, another bad shot. It's just well defended there by Bergen. He just threw up a left-hander from 10 feet away, and it had no chance. And Bergen will bring it into the front court. They double Dykeman. Ball tried to get it to Bovell. It's between his legs. A tie-up. The arrow points the way of Ainsworth. That'll be a Bergen turnover. It's okay for McLeod to take it in, but he needs to get a little bit more squared to the hoop. Last couple have been nothing but playground shots there for Matt. In the first half when he's making them and most of the year, he's at least looking at the rim when he shoots it. Matt McLeod will bring it into the front court on Vertigo. Kicks it into the corner. Delamont, he's fouled on the three. A three-point field goal coming up on the free throws. Jonah Madsen commits the foul, and that is his fourth. Madsen's the one that helped get this lead for Bergen by hitting six threes. And three free throws here for Delamont, and he needs them. First one up, no good. Ainsworth at the free throw line is 8 of 16 now in the game. Second free throw on the way, and it hits the front of the rim but goes in. So 1 of 2 with the third one coming. And the free throw, number 3 for Delamont, up and in. So we got 2 of 3, 60-55 Knights. Bergen has 4 timeouts remaining. And then as they turn up the floor, a travel, the press made there. Jake Wilkins was standing there, and after catching the ball and turning around to head up the floor, Madsen didn't know he was there, ran right into him. The travel called. And Ainsworth will get the ball back again, trying to make a mini run to get back in the game. A bucket here makes it a 1-possession game. And they'll toss it into the backcourt to McLeod, who gives it to Hunter Martin. Get into their offense. That weave up top. Bergen forcing it out a little farther. Here's Delamont. Delamont, stutter dribble, takes it to the rack, comes up short. Rebound off McLeod. And last touched by Bergen, trying to grab it before it does go into the stands. So it will be Ainsworth ball underneath their own hoop. Delamont to throw it in. Lobs it all the way out towards midcourt. It's a little underthrown. It's tipped, but McLeod runs it down. Good defense by Griffin. McLeod kicks it out. Looking at a three is Fuelberth. Doesn't take it. They'll set it again. Martin gives it over to McLeod. Deep three on the way. Got it. It's a 2-point game. 28 points for Matt McLeod. 60-58. Bergen up by two. Here comes Griffin again, trying to go coast to coast. McLeod tipped it away. It's a two-on-one for Ainsworth. McLeod takes it in, and a blocking foul, which is the right call because Vertigo just couldn't beat him back. Too much speed there, and McLeod will go to the line and shoot two. And for Vertigo, that's just his second, but a chance for a 7-0 run to tie the game. And a timeout by Archbishop Bergen. 3:10 remains in this C2 state championship game. Archbishop Bergen 60 and Ainsworth 58. You're listening to the State High School Basketball Tournament on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. With 3:10 remaining in the basketball game, Archbishop Bergen 60, Ainsworth 58, and at the line to shoot two free throws for the Bulldogs is Matt McLeod. He is 5 of 9 at the line. He has 28 points in the game, but he's playing with four fouls. Into the ball game for Ainsworth is, well, the free throw is up, and it is no good. Thought I saw a new face in there, maybe not. Second free throw up, and McLeod missed them both, and the rebound comes down to Conrad. Free throw shooting, hurting Ainsworth. They are 10 of 20 in the game. Bergen basketball trying to work off the pick. Delamont falls. Delamont kind of twisted things up, but he'll get back up. Inside Conrad, dropped it, walk. They're going to call that every time. If you don't grab it cleanly, it doesn't matter. If you only take the one step, they're going to call you for the travel. And Bergen gives it right back over. That is the 20th turnover for Bergen, 7 for Ainsworth. 60 to 58, and Ainsworth can take the lead with a three. Delamont out on the wing. Here's the three for Fuelberth. It's too strong. Trying to run it down Martin, but it went out of bounds, they say. From the sideline view, not the baseline view, because the up official's the one that made the call. But this is what Ainsworth done. Mini run, and then the Knights get a run. And then a mini run, and then the Knights get a run. And it looks like one of the players took out the end table down there. And as they get that set up, it will be Bergen ball. Ainsworth will apply some pressure in the backcourt. Waiting for everything to get settled. 2:38 to go. Each team has three timeouts left. Jump ball would go to Bergen. Pressure in the backcourt, ball knocked away, loose, headed out of bounds, off of Ainsworth. Brady Delamont with some good hustle there for the Bulldogs. 2:31 remaining, and Bergen to throw it in again. They'll get this one into Madsen. Madsen up ahead to Griffin, Griffin over to Dykeman. Dykeman, 2-on-1, and nothing that McLeod can do. He takes it right by him and scores. McLeod with four fouls, couldn't afford to get in his way, and he just let him go by. 62-58 Bergen. Martin, top of the circle, into the mystery player, kick it over to the top of the key. With it is McLeod, and number 12 not on our roster either. They had to switch it because of some blood, and that might be Jake Wilkins. And McLeod drives, and his left hand leaner is no good. Trying to check over on the bench. I think that's who it is. Just had to change it because there was some blood on his jersey. Up front, Bergen with a basketball. Starting to maybe take some air out of it, and a whistle. Foul, 1-1 coming up for Bergen. The foul will be on Brady Delamont. picks up his third foul. And at the line, Nate Griffin, he is 2 for 4, gets a 1-1 here. And the free throw on the way, and it's good. Not a lot of knee bend there. They're tired. These kids have been up and down the floor and have worked hard. Archbishop Bergen has led throughout this second half. Second free throw on the way, and that one is too strong. The rebound brought down by Fuelberth. Ainsworth's last lead was way back in the second quarter. Ball nearly stolen away. Delamont got it back, fires the three. It is short, no good. Ball tipped around. Dykeman's got the rebound, and the Knights are in charge with a minute 30 to go. And a foul in the backcourt stops the clock, and they keep sending Nate Griffin to the line. But this game has just been back and forth, back and forth. Now all of a sudden you see it's crunch time. There's only 1:29 remaining. And Ainsworth just can't get that three-pointer up there. They're 2 of 12 here in the half. 6 of 23, way below their season average. First free throw, Griffin got it. So here you go again. Ainsworth had two opportunities with the ball down 60 to 58. Didn't score then and still haven't scored. And it's 64-58, Bergen by 6. Second free throw for Griffin on the way and missed it. Rebound pulled down by McLeod with a game-high 28 points. Matt brings it up with a left-hand dribble. Pulls up a very long three. Got it. 64-61. Ainsworth wanted the timeout, and they will get the timeout. Stopping the clock with 1:19 remaining in the basketball game. It's Bergen 64, Ainsworth 61. State tournament basketball action brought to you by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Holdridge, Hastings, and Kearney. We'll be back with more of state basketball C2 championship game after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Jake Wilkins, by the way, is the young man, as we suspected, that had to change jerseys. Dykeman got a little blood on his shorts. They took care of that earlier in this half. And Blevins had to come out and change his jersey. So he is wearing the extra jersey that they've got along with him. No one wears the number 12, so he does have that. Ainsworth called the timeout after the made three, only their third of the half and seventh of the game. 64-61, Bergen with the ball, 1:19 remaining. Don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show with the final stats and then the Class A championship. Inbounds pass is taken here by Bertigo. Dribbles up between pressure. Oh, the ball got flipped and a double dribble. One of the Ainsworth players got his fingertips in there just enough that the ball caught up on Bertigo's hip, and he's called for the double dribble, and Ainsworth has the ball with a chance to tie. 1:14 to go in a game. Ainsworth will get it into Delamont, who hands it to McLeod. Back to Delamont. He doesn't want it. Gives it to Hunter Martin with a minute 10 to go. Martin, top of the circle. Stutter dribble. That left side of the lane was wide open, and he didn't take it. Back up Delamont. Delamont into the double team, into the corner, and it's going to be Fuelberth. And Fuelberth trying to get to the baseline, and he got hooked. And he'll have free throws coming up. Both teams in the 1-1. And that's Adam Dykeman. And that is his fourth personal foul. So Dykeman with 4 for Bergen. Delamont and McLeod each with 4 for Ainsworth. And at the line is Tanner Fuelberth for the first time in a state championship. It's a 1-1. It's up. And it is good. 59 seconds remaining. Bergen 64. Ainsworth 62. Second free throw. Ford Fuelberth, the 6'2 senior. Up, and it's rattled out, no good. Dykeman gets the rebound, and Ainsworth will have to pressure up into the hands of Bertico. Playing catch here with Griffin. Bertico gets it into the front court, drives hard to the right wing, then kicks it out to Madsen, and it's keep-away time for Bergen. Ainsworth can play tough defense for a little bit, and then they're going to have to foul, but it'll be a two-shot foul. Bertico to Conrad. That might have been who they wanted, and instead they foul Bertico with 37 seconds to go. So Bertico will head to the line. The foul called on Hunter Martin, his third. And the free throws are coming up for Bertico so far tonight. Hasn't been to the line. He shoots two in the double bonus. First one is up, and it rattled out. Man, that was all the way down and spit back out. So at worst, Ainsworth will be down three. And if they miss and get the rebound, two. Back in is LaBelle for Bergen. Second free throw. Bertico up, and that bounced out no good. Rebound, Fuelberth. 64-62, Bergen, 35 seconds to go. McLeod with the ball into the front court, trying to work his way in. Spins, came up way short, didn't even hit the front of the rim. Bertico gets the rebound, trying to pressure him in the back court. A foul called on Martin. McLeod took it in, just like he always has been able to do, and just didn't elevate, didn't get it out of his hand. It came up short, and Bertico now will go back to the line where he just missed two, a chance to atone for that. Both were good free throws. They were in the cylinder and spit back out. Here we go with 24 seconds. The first of two on the way, and that's good. It's a three-point game, Bergen. 65-62. Now a chance to make it a two-possession game here for the Knights. Bertico's second free throw on the way, and it hit the front of the rim. No good. Rebound, Fuelberth. A three will tie. What will Ainsworth do? They'll call timeout. They will have one remaining. 20 seconds remaining in this state championship game. It's Archbishop Bergen 65, Ainsworth 62. State tournament action brought to you by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. They are going to keep it right here and remind you that there are still two more championship games to come. Omaha Westside will take on Bellevue West in the Class A final about 30 minutes after the conclusion of this game. And then in D2, High Plains will take on Bancroft Rosalie. Earlier today, Wahoo Newman, Omaha Scutt, and Randolph were state champions. Your third place winners were Omaha Benson, Elkhorn South, Columbus Scotus over Wayne in overtime, Donovan Trumbull, Howells Dodge, and Fall City Sacred Heart. Now it will be Ainsworth ball. Down three, 20 seconds to go. They get it into Martin. The best three-point shooting team in state history needs a three. Delamont fires it. Delamont hit it. We're tied at 65. 10 seconds to go. And a timeout, Bergen. Brady Delamont ties the game with 11 seconds to go, adding to the single-season state record for the Ainsworth Bulldogs. They needed it. They got it. 11 and a half seconds remaining. Bergen ball with a chance to win a state title. We've been waiting for a state championship game to come down to the final shot the last couple of weeks. Close scores, but not coming down to the last shot. And Bergen will have that chance when we come back.
Killian Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices, plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Killian Motors. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Grant. And out of the timeout we come. Bergen will have it just in the backcourt here. And it'll be Madsen to throw it in. You've got Griffin, Conrad, Bertico, and Dykeman. I would think it's Bertico to Dykeman between those two. Dump it into the backcourt. Get it to Griffin. 10 seconds. Guarded by Delamont. Screen is set. Griffin into the front court. Griffin all the way in. Has his shot blocked by McLeod. Loose in the lane. McLeod, 2-1 from three-quarter court. We're going to overtime for the C2 state championship. McLeod stood his ground, blocked the shot, and nobody could pick it up cleanly for Bergen as it scrambled in the paint. Ainsworth, down by as many as 12, has forced overtime here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We've had multiple overtime games in this state tournament, and we've got another one coming up next.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth for bonus basketball. Overtime, Ainsworth and Archbishop Bergen, 65-65. As we toss it up again here, as we do to start overtime, and Bergen, like they did to start the game, will pick up the opening tip, the eighth overtime game of the state tournament. High post, Dykeman. And remember, Dykeman and McLeod both have four fouls. So does Martin and Delamont for Ainsworth. And they're not deep. Dykeman inside. Turnaround jumper scores. And Dykeman with his 17th point. He has 17. Griffin has 14. Manson has 18. Vertico has 12. 31 for Matt McLeod of Ainsworth. Delamont, who hit the game tire, kicks it up to Martin. Martin, right side of the key. Back to Delamont, same spot he made it from. We'll dish it off. Being patient here is Ainsworth to McLeod. McLeod drives in. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Dykeman. And a chance to extend the lead here in the first minute of overtime for Archbishop Bergen. Gets it to the high post. Dykeman, he's open. He drives. He got tripped up. The ball comes loose. And Fuelberth will get the rebound. Dykeman was going to go in and dunk it. And he stepped on a foot. McLeod back up top, Fuelberth for the three. It's off the iron, no good. Long rebound, saved there by Wilkins. Right back to Fuelberth. Hands it up on the left side to Delamont. Fakes the drive, and there might be a charge or a block. Oh, Dykeman just fouled out. The official had to make the decision. Was it a block or was it a charge? Delamont did the fake pass and then got him with his hip. And again, we've had a lot of bang-bang either ways, but it did look like Dykeman slid over at the last second. And the first player to foul out will be Archbishop Bergen's best player, most likely, Adam Dykeman. 17 points, 13 rebounds in this state championship. He's just a junior. He'll be coming back. Delamont, 3 of 5 at the line, has 14 points. He's got a 1-1 here, as that's the eighth team foul. It's up. It's good. 67-66, Bergen, 2:49 to go here in overtime. Second free throw on the way. A chance to tie it again, and it's tied. And Delamont, the sophomore, with some big, big shots. 67-67, 2:45 in overtime, C2 state championship game. Top of the circle with it, Manson. Good bounce pass inside. Conrad attacks the hoop. No good. McLeod tops the ball loose. It's going to be grabbed there by Wilkins, and it's Ainsworth basketball. Up the floor, Fuelberth gives it off on the wing to Martin. Martin starts to drive the baseline. Bounce pass into the corner. Stepping in front, Manson. Manson makes the steal for Bergen. He saw it coming and got in there, and now into the front court with it, Vertigo. Trying to get it from behind was Delamont, but Vertigo just picked it up before he came flying by. To Griffin. Griffin drives into the paint. His little jumper will not go. Conrad rebound. Knocked out of his hands. Into the hands of Fuelberth, who gives it to Martin. 2 minutes to go in overtime. 67 all. Ainsworth and Bergen. Close calls both ways. Close no calls both ways. The Class A final has to wait. And they're kind of watching in the tunnel right now. Ainsworth will hold the ball. McLeod looking for the ball screen. Instead, he'll just hand it off to Martin. Bergen has come out and played man-to-man. The lane is open. Martin goes by his defender, lays it up and in, and Ainsworth has the lead for the first time since the first half. 69-67, Ainsworth. A minute 35 to go in overtime, and Bergen will call timeout. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. Back with more state championship action after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank. the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Well, they never had the lead in the second half. They did force overtime, and now Ainsworth has the lead in overtime, 69-67. Bergen called the timeout. Both teams have two timeouts remaining. A jump ball would go to Ainsworth. The top scorer for Bergen has already fouled out Adam Dykeman with his fifth. And again, McLeod has four. Delamont Martin have four for Ainsworth. Three for Manson for Bergen, and it's Bergen ball trailing for the first time since right before the halftime buzzer. Into the basketball game is LaBelle. Down to Conrad. He finds room, puts it up. It rattles around, but it finally goes. They missed a few in this game, but that one goes. Conrad with the bucket. He's got 4 points, but 12 boards. 69 all. A minute 10 to go. Will Ainsworth milk the clock or get after it? Again, that lane wide open. Martin started to drive. Look for the back cut. He's covered. 1 minute to go in overtime. 69 all. Martin to Delamont. Just standing in the corner is Fuelberth and Wilkins. The other three running the three-man game, and Delamont's going to be called for a walk. Delamont got it into the paint, kicked it into the corner to Fuelberth, and Delamont was triple-teamed, and there wasn't anywhere to go. Might have stepped on a foot, and now it's Bergen's chance. 45 seconds to go, and finally the jacket, suit jacket, came off for Coach Chris Paulson. LaBelle to Griffin, back to LaBelle on the right wing, trying to get it to Conrad again. Looking at him, but getting it back out top. 35 seconds to go. They want the ball on the right side. LaBelle's got it. He is absolutely unguarded. Down to Conrad, double teamed, into the paint. Takes the step, goes left side, shot blocked out of bounds. Both players hit the deck. McLeod playing with four fouls, blocked the shot of Griffin out of bounds. It's still Bergen ball. 25 seconds to go, and Bergen is going to, no, Ainsworth is going to take the timeout here to discuss defense. With 25 seconds remaining in the game, 69 all, Ainsworth and Bergen. We play on after this timeout.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Want to thank our producers and engineers throughout the day back at the studios in Kearney. Jeff Babel, Grant Sparks, Stacy Johns. The fourth game of the day has proven to be the most exciting, and it's not over yet. 25 seconds remaining in overtime. Ainsworth and Archbishop Bergen are tied again at 69. It'll be Bergen basketball underneath their own hoop. Both teams have been in foul trouble, not necessarily as deep. And let's see what Bergen wants to do. They've got Conrad, LaBelle, Vertico, along with Mattson, and to throw it in will be Nate Griffin, the 6'1 senior guard. And he'll quickly get it into Vertico, who just dribbles it out to midcourt. So Bergen will play for the last shot. Give it to Griffin with 20. Bergen, once again, a chance for the state title on this possession. Griffin off the screen, guarded by Delamont, comes into the paint, then wheels it back out 10 seconds. Griffin again, right side, comes into the paint, shot on the way, rolls over the rim and in. 5-4, Ainsworth trying to get a timeout, and they will. Let's see if they put any time back on the clock. It currently reads 4 seconds. They cleared it out, and Nate Griffin that time was able to finish. At the end of regulation, he brought it down the floor and lost the handle, got his shot blocked, and they could not score. Griffin takes it into the lane, puts it up and rolls it over the front of the rim. McLeod was trying to body him. He did body him. There was no foul called. 4 seconds to go. They are discussing to see how much time. They may put another second on it. Looks like they can do that now. That has been approved by the NSAA. And 5 seconds are on the clock. That's plenty of time for Ainsworth. But they have just used their final timeout. So they will have to get it in. They can't throw it to half court and call another timeout. Whatever they do, this will be it. And most likely, Ainsworth will have to shoot a three. And if they make the three, they'll win it. If they miss it, it'll be Archbishop Bergen. And Ainsworth has their five starters. Fuelberth, Martin, Matt McLeod, Delamont, and Jake Wilkins. Fuelberth will throw it in. The other four Bulldogs are all at midcourt vertical. And now Bergen wants to call a timeout after seeing what Ainsworth has put out there. So a 30-second timeout for Bergen. They'll have one remaining. Our timeouts, as they have been all year long, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. You're listening to the Boys State Basketball Championships on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, as well as online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show, then the Class A and D2 finals. Ogby Thompson will guard the inbounds pass, 6'8", so they'll have to throw over him. Ainsworth with the same look. Fuelberth to throw it in. Everybody else is at midcourt vertical. So here we go. Someone's about ready to win a state title. Fuelberth has the ball. He'll throw it short to McLeod. They try to clear it out for Matt. Matt, 3-2, spin move. Gets the shot away. No good, and Bergen is your state champion. It was well defended by Bergen. Well defended by Bergen. And Matt McLeod, when he made the spin move, had two guys right at his face and didn't have a clean look at the shot. And in overtime, the Knights of Archbishop Bergen, 71. The Bulldogs of Ainsworth, 69. Ainsworth will end the year at 25-3. Bergen, 24-3. And for the fourth time in school history, the state champions. And the handshakes going on right now. What a great basketball game here. This is the kind of basketball that fans want to see from the state of Nebraska. Come out, play some offense, and when it's time to play defense, do that as well. This is nothing compared to what we have seen from the likes of some great shooting teams. Ainsworth, the best three-point shooting team that the state has seen, but they fall here. Ainsworth is going to receive the sportsmanship trophy, which is nice, but that's not exactly the one that they wanted here tonight. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation right after this.
Need a powerful tractor but don't have the budget to buy new? Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer, has high-quality, durable, reliable, used tractors to fit your needs. Right now, take advantage of 0% interest for 18 months, followed by the customer-qualified rate on 100-plus HP Case IH used tractors. Check out pictures, descriptions, and video of these units at TitanMachinery.com, and then visit with your Titan Machinery rep about the right used tractor for your operation. That's Titan Machinery. Better solutions.
No! Trash's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Back at the Pinnacle Bank Arena with the classic, maybe the first high school classic game that we have had. Seen some good ones last week and some competitive ones here this week. Of course, the three overtime one is going to be right there from Class A on Thursday night with Norfolk's win over Omaha South. But this, a great one as well. And it goes to the Knights of Archbishop Bergen, 71-69 over Ainsworth. Ainsworth is going to receive the sportsmanship trophy in C2. North Platte St. Pat's is going to win it in D1. Earlier today, Grand Island Northwest won it in Class B. It's time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show, keeping you geared up for the games for years and will continue to do so as you get ready for the spring sports season. Track, soccer, whatever it may be, Misco Sports can take care of you. So the final score, 71-69. Should have some final stats to pass along to you here in a moment, and we'll do that after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the official stats here of our C2 Championship game from Pinnacle Bank Arena. For Archbishop Bergen, they had a total of 7 different players score. 4 of those were in double figures today. Nate Griffin, 16 points, 2 rebounds. Jonah Madsen led the way with 18 points on 6 three-pointers. He had 1 rebound. Colton Bertico, 12 points, 4 rebounds. Ogby Thompson, 2 points, 6 rebounds. Cole Conrad, 4 points, 12 rebounds. Logan Boble, 2 points and a rebound. Weston LaBelle, a rebound. William Kammerer had a rebound. And for Adam Dykeman, fouled out in this basketball game, but he still had the double-double with 17 points and 13 rebounds. Archbishop Bergen had 39 points at the half. They scored 26 in the second half. And 6 in overtime to finish with 71 points, 46 rebounds, 8 out of 15 at the free throw line, 9 of 19 from three-point land, 1 block shot, 20 turnovers, more than twice as many as Ainsworth, and that about cost him the ball game here today. Archbishop Bergen shot 47% in the first half, the second half, and 43% in overtime to shoot just under 47%, 27 of 58 in the ball game here today. And win the state championship with a record of 24-3. Now let's take a look at the final numbers for the Ainsworth Bulldogs. They had a total of 5 players score, which is nothing unusual. 3 of those were in double figures, led by Matt McLeod, 31 points. He hit 4 threes. He had 10 rebounds. He had 5 block shots in the game. Then Tanner Fuelberth, 12 points, 8 rebounds. Hunter Martin, 8 points, 4 rebounds. Brady Delamont, 16 points, including the game-tying 3-pointer in regulation. He also had 1 rebound in the contest. Then Jacob Wilkins, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Austin Harthorn had 3 rebounds as well. Ainsworth had 37 points in the first half, 28 in the second half, 4 in overtime. And the Bulldogs finish with 69 points, 31 rebounds. They were just 13 out of 24 from the free throw line. That was their Achilles heel here today. They were also only 8 of 26 from three-point land, 31%, which is below their season average. As far as block shots, 7, only 9 turnovers in the game for Ainsworth. Ainsworth shot 50% in the first half, just 36% in the second half. They were 1 of 4 in overtime and shot 41%. For the basketball game, Ainsworth will end up with 69 points and the state runner-up trophy with a record of 25-3. Bergen 71 and Ainsworth 69. So 4 champions have been crowned here today at Pinnacle Bank Arena. 2 more to come. Up next, Class A, Bellevue West and Omaha West Side. That'll get started right around 7 o'clock. And then in D2, right around 9 o'clock, High Plains and Bancroft Rosalie. Again, earlier today, Wahoo Newman over Wahoo, 68-47. Randolph beat Overton, 54-42. And Omaha Scutt beat Beatrice, 59-45. In the third place games, Benson over Norfolk in A, 67-62. Elkhorn South over York in B, 69-61. In overtime in C1, SCOTUS beat Wayne, 68-62. In C2, Donovan Trumbull beat Freeman, 59-44. In D1, Howells Dodge over Clearwater Orchard, 70-48. And in D2, Fall City Sacred Heart over Spalding Academy, 68-55. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. With a great selection to choose from, you'll always have your game on at Misco Sports. See you before the games. Misco Sports getting you ready for the spring sports season, and it's never too early to think softball and baseball as well at Misco's. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. We'll be back in just a little over 20 minutes with the Class A final. State championship basketball brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists, and Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Hastings, Kearney, and Holdridge. In overtime, the C2 final, Archbishop Bergen 71, Ainsworth 69. I'm Doug Duda from the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Now an update from ESPN.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your field.